trying to.
You played in Ames last fall. No, you didn't. Two falls ago,
I went to the game.
What do you think about that atmosphere? What do you think about Jack Rice?
I was there a couple years ago. I was in the crowd, and it was loud. It was rocking. It was the only game I've ever been there, and you know, probably as hostile environment as we'll have to go to. Something we have to get ready for.
Did they recruit you at all?
No.
Was it just a sense where they kind of knew?
I mean, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know.
You had a nice interception return in the game. How much does this defense emphasize, you know, returning interceptions once they've made them?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of our defense. And we said when we get the ball, we want to turn it into an offensive play. And any time we have the ball, we're trying to score. So I think, and in practice, it's something we work on. So I mean,
what types of things do you do in practice to work on it?
Nothing overly specific, but if we do make an interception in a drill, you know, guys are trying to then change field position, you know, and guys are starting to throw blocks downfield, and we just practice, you know, returning it, turning it into an offensive play.
What have you learned about this rivalry growing up, just being close to it and around it?
I've learned it's very competitive. Iowa State, they've had a lot of success in recent years, maybe more so than what they had in decades before, and that's made it, you know, even more intense. And so we know they're going to play their best game, and we're going to have to show up and play our best.
Did you ever get a letter from them?
I did when I was a freshman in high school.
But after you committed, though, they pretty much stopped.
Yeah, I mean, I never really heard much after that. It was Dan McCartney's last year on the staff, and then Coach Chizik came in, and I never heard anything from him after that.
So that year that you went to watch it, were you decked out in your Iowa gear?
Yeah, that would have been my senior year in high school. So it was just, we had a game that Friday and then drove up that night and stayed in, I think we stayed in Ankeny and then went to the game in the morning. So, oh yeah, I was decked out.
Fans pretty nice to you, or is it a hostile environment?
I sat in all Iowa section, you know, with the staff tickets. So, I mean, but yeah, you could tell it was just hostile. And, you know, they wanted to beat Iowa, and that's going to be the same way this year. So we just got to get ourselves ready to go.
What was your dad's demeanor when you were growing up, when this game rolled around?
I mean, you know, he's an Iowa fan. He's grown up an Iowa fan his whole life, so he wants to win. And that's, you know, everybody else on our team shares that sentiment.
So there weren't any dartboards or anything at the house with Iowa State logos?
Oh, no, nothing like that. You know, just Iowa stuff in our basement.
Respect? I mean, do you feel respect for these guys?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, you have to respect your opponent, and we respect what they're capable of doing, but at the same time, you know, we just need to worry about ourselves and what we're doing and make sure we're in a position to go out and be successful on Saturday.
What have you gathered from their offense so far?
I haven't seen a whole lot. I watched film for probably 20 minutes yesterday. Just been in and out with a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, they got an athletic quarterback, and they got some speed on the perimeter, and they got some running backs that are shifty and, you know, maybe players that are of a higher caliber than what we saw last week. So, I mean, we're gonna have to amp up our intensity and, you know, prepare with, you know, a greater purpose.
They have a 6'6", 350-pound left tackle. Do you ever have to deal with that?
I mean, not.
You ever run into that?
Well, yeah, I did last year. He was still in the game when I played in the fourth quarter. So, you know, he got his paws on me, and, you know, I didn't get off then. But, you know, so hopefully things will, you know, go a little better this time. But, I mean, how do you prepare for somebody like that? You can't. You can just really worry about what you're doing and make sure, you know, you're doing your technique right and you're hustling on the ball. And hopefully when it comes to Saturday and we'll wind up across from him, then, you know, we'll put in the work to be successful.
Is that the key, is not letting him get his paws on you? I mean, it's over.
Yeah, you know, if it does, you know, then you got to get off right away. But that's the biggest thing. And we know referees, you know, between the tackles, holding is very rarely called unless it's like third and long passing situation. And, you know, you see a defensive end
running.
He looks like he has a tail, you know, because that's his jersey getting tugged on. So we know we're not going to get holding calls in the box. That's the way it's always been. So we just got to, you know, engage blockers and then get off quickly.